Hey, listen here, Dodo.
Go ahead, man. Don't talk to me. You're bad luck.
Yeah, I know that I'm a little bad luck. I know that.
Brother, you in so much bad luck that if Overcoat for Elephant was selling for 10 cents a piece, you wouldn't have enough to buy a mosquito a pair of leggings.
Well, brother, I might be in bad luck, but I sure ain't dumb.
Man, you're so dumb you think the Prince of Wales is a fish.
I ain't no dumber than you. Man, you saw a sign in front of the theater advertising the big parade, and you stood out on the street all day waiting for the parade to pass.
You got so much sense. Where did Jonah go when the alligator got after him?
He went in the whale. That's where he went.
Was Jonah in the whale?
How did I know? Was I there?
Boy, you ain't got no more sense than a turtle's got feathers.
Yeah, and that stuff you got on your head you call hair is packed down so tight it's got your brain smothered. I took it to a friend of mine's house the other day for dinner, and when the lady handed you a napkin, you told her you wasn't going to wrap up nothing. You was going to eat up everything there.
That ain't no worse than you. That man asked you how far does this road go, and you told him that you'd been living here for 10 years, and you ain't seen it go nowhere yet.
Boy, I'm through arguing with you. I'm going to leave it as soon as I can find a place where I can buy a ticket. I'm going to catch that last train for Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, boy, but you ain't going to live that long to catch the last train.
In the first place, you ain't got no business living. I would try to lighten you, but, brother, you're too dark to lighten.
Yeah, because you're so dark, you ought to work for an undertaker. And when somebody dies, they can hang you on the door for crepe.
Listen here, Dodo. When I die, do you think I'm going to heaven?
I don't know, but if you keep on fooling with me, something tells me that you're going to be there real soon.
It's a funny thing how some people can be so healthy and at the same time be flirting with the undertaker.
Hold them remarks, fish mouth. Hold them. And if you don't, I'll have to dislocate the jaw of a certain individual.
And if you do, I'll take my razor and cut you so low you'd be walking around here on your neck and using your ears for crutches. Then I'll be willing to die in peace.
That's just the way you're going to die. A piece here and a piece there. Then you will sure rest in pieces.